sit right down. Keep your hands up and keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
So I told the PR staff at the Bucks today.
You told them what?
I may be in a coma on Sunday, or on Friday. I said, good seeing you today.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, Randy Harris.
Same to you. We're going to talk about some Thanksgiving and what we're thankful for, if there's anything.
Yeah, there's a lot to be thankful for.
This could be my last radio show. I say that a lot.
You say that.
No, I do say it a lot, but I'm going to be very vocal about something that's really bothering me.
What is bothering you now?
You want me to get into it right out of the blocks?
Go get it.
You'd never know that we really don't talk before this show.
We do not.
I kind of feel like, and people at the mothership, the fathership, I don't know what I'm legally allowed to say. Back in the day, I used to have a co-host.
Yes.
I've had many. But this one particular one, and Lola will know exactly who I'm talking about. We disliked each other towards the end of our relationship so bad.
Okay.
We literally did not talk until we went live on the air.
Okay.
And then as soon as we were done, we did not talk until the next day when I was doing a lot of daily shows and nightly shows. We're not quite at that yet.
Yeah. Well, we're busy.
Well, we could be approaching that, but we're not at it yet.
You're busy. I'm busy.
I'm busy at getting old.
That's true. Your No Shave November's going well, I see.
It's just no shave. Who cares?
But it's actually for a good cause. The month of November.
Right.
You don't shave to bring awareness for men's health. And
sweet 8-Man Strong shirt. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, it's awesome. It's truly awesome.
When do I get mine?
When you go online and order it. Tomorrow, Friday, they have a, whatever it's called, Black Friday sale.
Sure.
So you want to get it. It's a picture with a big beard and mustache and... It is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
You know, it's not for me because I don't necessarily have a beard. Now, support, you know, the cause I get.
Sure.
But Black Flag Friday, that's what we're going to call it, Black Flag. 8-Man Strong has it. Odd Sock is going to have it.
Awesome.
So I'm thinking about getting that shirt for Sean.
Because
it definitely is cool.
Very cool.
But since Saturday, I got in a little scuffle at the Bucks game. Not a little scuffle. The guy was a moron. I really don't know who he is.
Okay.
I went and I sat down next to one of the Pewter Report guys.
Okay.
I don't want to say his name because I don't want to get him in trouble. And I've been asking a lot of people, not only in the media, but familiar with my love for combat sports. Not necessarily my love for combat sports, but knowing that they're a combat sports guy and that's kind of my background and it's developed into that. And not a single person agrees with me.
Okay.
Not a single person has said, you are right.
Okay.
It's more like you are wrong.
Okay.
And then this buffoon next to me, who I happen to sit down, when we talk about the comments, you know, made by Cody Durden, he goes, well, what do you expect? They're fighters. They're not the brightest.
Oh.
So that set me off even more.
Shots fired.
It was shots. It's right. Like, you know, they're not the brightest. You don't expect them to make, you know, logical points. Blah, 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 blah. And I really, it took a great deal for me not to say anything to him.
Okay.
I think I might have told him he was wrong, but that's about it. So Saturday night, Cody Durden fights the Chinese fighter. Okay.
All right.
I believe he's from China.
Okay.
Hence, he's a Chinese fighter.
Okay. Makes sense.
I believe he lives in China.
Okay.
Okay. So at the end of the fight, and it doesn't matter the backstory yet, because I didn't know the backstory either,
okay,
which we'll get to in a second.
Okay.
But not knowing anything, not knowing if these two have ever talked, not knowing, it's immaterial. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So at the end of the fight, and I believe it was a unanimous decision, Cody Durden says to Daniel Cormier during the post-fight interview, I'm going to send him back to China where he came from.
Okay.
The internet blew up.
Okay.
Cody Durden has been called every name in the book.
Okay.
Fighters have called him out.
Okay.
Daniel Cormier said, after a statement like that, this interview is over.
Okay.
Okay.
So DC just cut the interview.
Just cut it. Okay. Nothing after that.
Okay.
Again, there's nothing on a backstory. Now, I didn't even know that there's a name for this, but he is being called, Cody is being called a racist.
Okay.
He's being called a, it's called cynophobia.
Okay.
Okay. Has a name.
What does that mean?
Cynophobia is a strong dislike or prejudice against China.
Oh, of just China.
Of just China. Well, that's, and that's partly of my thing.
Well, it's prejudice to all the other Asian nations.
Well, no, it's prejudice against all other countries that you may or may not like or dislike or whatever. You know, and when it first happened, I shouldn't get involved, but I sent a tweet out. I said, what if it was a Brazilian fighter or an Irish fighter or an English fighter or another American fighter? Or all he said was, and how many times have you heard this in the past? I'm going to send you back where you came from.
Yeah.
I see nothing wrong with it. I truly don't. I'm not me being what a lot of you people out in radio world think. I'm looking to stir up. I'm not. I didn't see anything wrong with that. Now, if he didn't live in China, does it make as much sense? Now, the backstory is that at the weigh-ins, the other fighter refused to shake his hand, so there was some bad blood or whatever.
Okay.
I truly believe, just like I really don't know what was in Cody's mind, neither do you. Neither does everybody else. So everybody that's calling this kid a racist, I believe what he said. And he said it after when he goes, I didn't mean to, you know, blow up the world. I didn't mean to upset anybody. I meant I just kicked his butt and I'm sending him back to where he came from, China.
I mean, it goes back to there is no line in trash talking.
I don't even think that's trash talking.
Yeah.
No.
Of course.
No. No. If you finally got, you know, to put that undefeated MMA record on the line, right. You're 0-0, but you are undefeated.
Well, undefeated.
And you go to Brazil.
Yes.
And you fight David Vieira Silva, who would rip you a new whatever.
It's not true.
I will put money on it.
I'll take your money.
Let's put houses up.
Okay.
Okay.
Wicked.
Now, do you want a chance? Do you want to do straight jiu-jitsu?
No, well, I want to do everything.
Oh, he's going to tear you a new
one.
Are
you crazy?
He is going to tear you a new one.
I want to use my kung fu grip. I want to use my sand in the eyes trick.
Right. You might beat him in Rock'em Sock'em Robots if your thumbs are better than his. But you go to Brazil and you fight David Vieira. Okay?
Okay.
And he beats you. When he beats you.
And then you tell me to go back home.
Right. I'm going to send you back to the States where you came from.
That's
it's true.
That's where I live.
Right.
That's my home.
The guy, I believe, because again, we do very little, you know, background checks. I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Be
I'm
a man.
No, I'm not. No, I was going to say, like, you know, with the most recent story. I don't know if Rick Stroud broke the story or just talked about the story. You know, the Antonio Brown COVID card.
Yeah, fake vaccine cards.
Haven't heard anything about it. You know, I was there today, and somebody said, I wonder what's... We haven't heard anything about it. But I didn't do a whole great big background check, is what I'm saying. I believe the fighter still lives in China. I believe he does.
Okay. But even if he doesn't, it's still the fight game, and you can say whatever you want to say.
Well, you can, obviously.
Now, you can. I mean, if Mike Tyson's talking about eating your children and the people...
Well, he tried
ears,
to eat Holyfield's.
Right. Well, you say he's going
to
eat
his
kids.
Tried to go through his head. Through.
Right. Like, I mean, what I'm saying is there is no line of trash talking.
I've said that.
There should be... So whatever happened inside of the combat sport world should be left outside of the internet world. The internet world is a different space. It's a completely different place.
I'm arguing in my head right now.
Okay.
I'm arguing in my head.
Are you winning?
I don't know. I may lose a split decision here. I'm really not sure.
Don't leave it in the judge's hands.
I'm barely leaving it in my own. You can step over the line. I've said there's no line in trash talking. I mean, if you make a racist statement, that's stepping over the line. But it's still allowed. It's not illegal. I'm not saying that it's right. I mean, right. I've talked to many of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers about it. I remember having a big discussion with Caleb Benenat about it. And he said that he has been called the N-word numerous times. And, you know, he said, you know what it matters to me? Zero.
Yeah, well, I think those guys are exposed to it so much that they've been accustomed to it. But I mean, we can't deny that racism exists. Racism exists in every facet of life and every area of life. You know, but I don't think in trash talking in a combat sport, I don't think the outside world should be critical of what's said between two people that are going in to try to knock each other out. I mean, the barbaric world that they live in, if you're going to get upset about words, then you're in the wrong sport. That's all I'm saying. You shouldn't be a professional fighter if words are going to offend you. If you talk about your mom, if you're about your family, about eating your kids, about your color of your skin, like if you're sensitive to words, you should not be a professional fighter. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know about you saying it, but I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know about me. You know where I stand.
There's no line of trash talking.
My thing is, and I'm going to stick with it, like Joe Marquardt was really trying to tick me off yesterday.
That's what he does. That's his job.
He said some inappropriate things to me, and it did bother me a little bit, but it didn't bother me. But it did bother me. So I get that. But, you know, back in the day when Ronda Rousey fought, and I forget who brought it up about suicide, and she got all upset, and sticks and stones.
Well, I mean, yeah. But you have to look past all that. I mean, you have to.
A very good friend of mine, we were playing hoops in the city of St. Pete. Back in the day when I was a younger, lighter, more athletic man, we would go hit the streets and play hoop all the time.
Okay.
I could hit a three-point. I could hit a J in your eye from three-point land that was like no other.
Okay.
I played for my military ship as well.
Okay.
How about that? I still have my jersey.
Really?
Some
you had a basketball court on the ship?
No, not on my ship, but on carriers you did. Oh. But not on my ship, but we would play when we were in ports and stuff. And when I show you this jersey, I'm not sure Nell could wear it.
Okay.
That's how small it is. So we're playing hoops in St. Pete.
Right.
A black man.
Okay.
And we're playing, and I don't remember what happened, and somebody on the other team called him the N-word.
Okay.
And he stopped the game, and he said, just have a question for you. Why would you call me that? You don't even know me.
Right.
You don't know me. I don't care what you said, because you know what? I don't know you either.
Okay.
You know, sort of the sticks and stones thing.
Sure.
But I'm still upset about that on Saturday night. I'm still going to stand by. I don't, you know, and if somebody wants to attempt to tell me why I'm wrong,
yeah.
I won't listen. But, well, no, I'll listen. I won't change my mind.
What's even worse than that on Saturday night was that DC forgot Sean Brady's name.
Yeah, I know he said that.
I mean, you're a professional commentator. Your job, your only job, is to interview the fighters, and you forget the fighter's name after they won the fight. That's the bigger atrocity than trying to make a racial issue out of something that wasn't racial.
I'm in the third grade, okay?
Okay.
A couple years ago. Right. I'm in the third grade.
2019?
Jesus was to my right. George Washington was to my left, and I'm in class.
Okay.
And I did a book report.
Okay.
Really wasn't a book report because I didn't read a book. Right. But I did whatever you want to call project. Right. I did a project.
Okay.
On drugs.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So my grandfather and my uncle ran a drug rehab center in Kensington, sure, the heroin capital of the world. Yeah. I'm in front of I don't know if it was the class or the whole school, or I don't remember. And I went to introduce the man to my right, and I forgot his name.
Okay.
He was my grandfather.
Oh.
And I just got so flustered.
You just forgot
his name? I forgot his name. Wow. I couldn't say his name, Herman. I couldn't say, you know. So I understand you get caught up. You're on a roll. And, I mean, you've forgotten. You can't even pronounce names, so not alone forget them.
But I've never tried.
I can get, you just kind of get caught up, you know, so it's not the end of the end of the end of the world, but yeah, you're right. You just got through calling his fight,
right?
You know,
it's your job.
The only thing worse than Cormier, and I know we need to hit this break, right, DC forgetting Sean's name would be me forgetting Sean's name.
Yeah.
Since my son's name is Sean. It would make it a little more difficult. All right, let's go hit a quick break. Maybe we'll continue on the Cody Durden. We need to talk about the Buccaneers. I was at the Monday night game. Big game on Sunday coming up. I think it's a telling game. We'll talk about that. Shockingly, I wrote notes for this show.
Oh, nice.
I have a whole list of things to get off my chest.
Oh, boy.
Your name may be on that list. This sure is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. the way I always do.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tubby Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're invited to the 17th Annual Festivals of Speed, Sunday, January 23rd, in downtown St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed showcases over 300 of the world's most exotic and classic cars, with names like Lamborghini, Ferrari, McLaren, and others. Register your car and join the fun. Use code SAVE50 to save 50% off general admission tickets online. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivalsofspeed.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
I love it when the music comes on and it's better than our conversation. Well, it don't. But.
Fire.
Yeah, kick butt song right there. Festivals of Speed coming up in January. Yes. We have tickets to give away.
We do.
We may have VIP tickets to give away. We may. And rumor has it we're going to have a booth there.
We will have a booth.
That's going to be sick.
It's going to be amazing.
So I was in charge of getting the booth. You're in charge of setting the booth up, getting the tent, getting everything that we need.
Yes, sir.
All right, just there. So you got that handled. We're going to have the Jeep there.
We will have it.
People can get on the back of the Jeep.
They can.
You can put them on the GNAT.
Get them vertical. Get them high.
I believe Joe is going to be there from Sleep and Trade.
Nice.
So, yeah, it should be cool.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be fun.
Be a real cool weekend.
Also, maybe next week, or maybe when I'm in Vegas in 2 weeks, that Wednesday show, Big Jimmy's going to, I know they go Little Jimmy, but Jimmy Denning will be sitting in, playing co-host. You'll be hopefully with the new soundboard.
I will.
Where the quality will be better. We're going to give away the Super Bowl replica ring.
Okay.
From Country Depot.
Yes.
I'm going to drive up. I'm thinking about driving up tomorrow if you want to go.
Are you really?
I am.
On Thanksgiving?
Day after.
Okay.
On Friday.
Okay.
All right. I'm thinking about going up Friday.
Some Black Friday gifts?
It's, well, there's a couple things there I really want. I want it bad enough if I'm going to drive 60 miles.
That's big.
It's past. I could pick you up en route. How rare is that?
Let's go.
How rare is that?
We go train our fighters over at Smith Brothers.
That's way out of the way.
No, it's not. It's on the way.
It's all out of the way
to Brookville, though. It's on the way.
We'll talk about it. Oh. But check out Country Depot. I'm going to get, it's a big stand-up metal Grinch.
Oh, really?
It's so cool.
It's not like the flamingo I had to bring back from Mississippi, right?
Well, That flamingo never, well, first of all, you didn't bring it back. Well, Kevin Smith did.
I logistically coordinated it to arrive back at your house.
Okay. that flamingo never made it to my niece.
No.
It didn't.
After all that effort?
Yeah.
Where did it go?
We kept it. So the other reason I need to go to Country Depot on Friday.
Replace your niece's gift.
They have, he's held a flamingo for me since we came back.
Oh, really?
I don't drive across the street to go fishing in the pond.
That's true.
How many times have I been to your house?
Once.
I think once.
On the way to the Tough Mud.
Right.
Like, and it was just a.
It was on the way.
Honking, hey, you're late. Get in the car.
I barely get in the car and drive, you know, to the studio. True. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's just, I regret it the day after I don't go. You know what I mean? No. So get out to Country Depot. They got a lot of cool stuff. I'm going to pick up the flamingo on Friday. I'm going to pick up the Grinch. The Grinch is so cool. I like the Grinch so much, I'm afraid to take it home.
Because you'll never gift it to anybody.
Well, no, I'm going to keep it, but I'm afraid somebody will steal it.
Oh, wow.
That's how cool it is.
Put it in the backyard.
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. So, all right, next thing, are we done with Cody for the time being?
Yeah, forget it. There was no story there. The internet just made that story up.
Well, there is a story because people have made a story out of it.
It's not.
All right, we'll save talking about the story in the next hour.
All right.
That way, every hour, we can talk about it again. let's look down Dick Vitale last night.
Dick Vitale, what did he do?
Dick Vitale returned to the airwaves. He's been battling cancer.
Yeah.
He's been under chemo, and I guess he broke down a little bit as he returned to the airwaves for Gonzaga UCLA last night.
Oh, wow.
Big ups, you know, local Tampa Bay guy.
Great guy.
The only good thing I've ever seen at the Trop is Dick Vitale.
That's true.
You know, who is there all the time. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out.
A legend. When you talk about legends, like, there is no March Madness without Dickie V. I mean, the excitement, the diaper dandy, just that whole hype and that's legendary to me. It will never be the same without Dickie V, ever.
Don't ever say never.
Ever.
Well, don't ever, no.
That's, nobody's going to be Dickie V. Nobody can replace that legendary, like.
No, nobody would replace him. You don't replace Brett Favre. But Aaron Rodgers certainly did a pretty good job. I'm just saying, the next generation won't know who Dick Vitale is.
That's a shame.
The next generation won't know who Brett Favre is. You know, they know who Aaron Rodgers is.
Yeah.
But they don't know who Brett Favre is.
Aaron Rodgers should have got a fake vaccine card like Antonio Brown.
Alleged. Please say alleged.
Allegedly.
I don't have money to back you.
But allegedly. But, I mean, yeah.
You may need to get a real vaccination card.
That's not true.
No, you might.
Why?
I got some documents in for Radio Row for Super Bowl.
No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No, but I like being a pure blood.
Well, you might need to make a decision whether it's important to go or not.
No.
Or you can sit outside.
Are you serious? Right
you know,
now?
You can be in the area.
Can I put myself in a bubble or something?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can be in a bubble outside of Radio Row.
That's unbelievable.
But we'll talk about that. All right. So big ups to Dick Vitale. When's our next? All right, I'm going to save this next one for the next break. So let me go down a couple others. Did you see Seth Rollins?
No.
WWE superstar Seth Rollins was attacked.
Really? Bye.
And I believe you never know with WWE or WCW or AEW or any of them.
It's part of the
but
role.
This appears to be real.
And it was in public?
It was in public at an event.
Oh.
And somebody, I guess, jumped the, you know, those barricades are so small.
Sure.
And the little piece that I looked at, because again, we don't do research, check stats, check vaccination cards, anything.
Sure.
That this person thought he had been texting Seth Rollins.
Okay.
Twitter, you know, DMing.
Okay.
And I guess it was a fake account and they were going to do business together. And, you know, Seth Rollins had no idea who he was. And the guy attacked him. And great footwork by Seth. He was able to slide out the back.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, refs jumped in and the whole nine yards. So it did appear to be real.
Wow. Huh. That's interesting.
I saw.
So I wasn't talking to Seth Rollins? I got to check my account. Make sure that was him.
But you got handled pretty well then. that complaint I'll save for later. So Nagy. Who is soon to be the ex-head football coach of the Chicago Bears at some point. So he's at his son's, I think it was football game, and guess what chant breaks out at Nagy's son's high school football game? Let's fire Nagy.
Oh, boy. Wow. Well, 'tis the season. Didn't the Gators just lose their head coach?
They did.
Then they're coachless.
Yeah, well, they have a interim.
Sure.
Hey, you know.
How do you get fired from being a coach? Just,
when you're really bad.
But here's the thing, though. It's not you on the field. It's the players playing.
Well, like,
you can't catch the ball. You can't throw the ball.
Hold on. I agree with that, but you're the one that brings the team in.
Right.
It's your team. You know, it's not like me showing up at Tour de Pizza and I have to deal with your employees. And when you go to check the till, the money till, and there's $42 less than when you started.
Right.
I mean, that's not on me. I didn't bring those people in. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Right. He brings in, the coach brings in his team.
Sure.
He needs to recruit better.
But he doesn't make plays. He's not executing the plays. You know, those are the kids. Fire the kids.
So
start pulling scholarships. Like, you don't catch the ball, you don't get smart.
So you have a problem. You don't get smart. You have a problem with the Giants firing their offensive coordinator for Monday night's debacle?
Yeah, it wasn't them. It wasn't him.
He's not the one that fumbled.
Listen, if I'm in the corner and I'm coaching the guy and he gets knocked out, it's not me.
Nice coaching.
Hey,
can we get Kevin Smith on the line real quick?
I told you to not. Like,
I told you to duck.
Don't get hit. You do it against my instruction. So you deserve to lose your job, not me.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about collegiate football.
Okay.
We're going to talk about 1-4, maybe 1-6, as I get prepared to go to the SEC championship game when Alabama takes on Georgia.
Okay.
In Atlanta in 2 weeks. I'll be there.
What about we? Like you and
I'm not French.
Yeah, but I'll drive.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. It's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Have you thought of investing money in the stock market? Well, what's holding you back? Is it the fear of losing your hard-earned money? Don't have the time to babysit your investments? Or are you afraid of the unknown? Well, get ready. We have a proven system that's successfully running for the past 6 years, helping our clients make winning trades with our artificial intelligence-based software. Call now to get in on our free live daily trading sessions, as seats are limited. Call 727-597-4377 or visit us at www.sleepandtrade.com.
Futures trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is former WWE wrestler Tugboat, aka Typhoon of the Natural Disaster. And have you been to the best gym in downtown St. Pete? If you haven't, there's no better time than now. Suncoast Fitness is locally owned and operated. They have that old school feeling you just don't find anymore. Suncoast Fitness has plenty of cardio, machines, and free weights. It's more than just a gym. It's a family. Stop in and tell Hunter you heard it on the radio and your first workout's free. 33 6th Street South, St. Pete, Florida. Suncoast Fitness. We're just different.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
That's my guy right there, Trent Dilfer.
Is he really?
I really liked him.
Did he won a Super Bowl here?
No.
That was Brad Johnson?
Yes. I like Trent Dilfer so much, he tried to kick me out of the gym.
Why?
So, back in the day, this is... For years, I've been saying we need music for this story time with Uncle Randy. Yeah. So I get invited to a closed session.
Okay.
Okay. It was offense versus defense, a basketball game. So I got invited by a couple defensive players to just stop by and hang out.
Sure.
So shockingly, in my younger days, I would get in the car and go places.
Right.
Not anymore.
And it was basketball, which you had experienced being on a submarine.
I was never on a submarine.
Under the ground.
I was never under the ground. But whatever. So I walk in, and Trent's like, hey, you got to go.
Huh.
I'm like, I'm looking around like a lost puppy, like a deer in headlights.
Okay.
Like, I got invited here, only I never got to say it. A couple defensive players said that. So they stepped up.
Nice.
They said.
Did you ask him who he was? We're like, who are you? Like,
no, I knew who Trent Dilfer was.
Isn't him and Brad Johnson the same person?
No.
They kind of look the same.
No, they don't.
They played the same.
No, one won the Super Bowl for the Tampa Bay Bucks, and the other one won it for the Baltimore Ravens.
And neither one actually won the game. Like, it was all defense. They just didn't lose the game.
Brad put up a lot of points.
Their job was just to not lose the game.
Well, that was the team back then. That was the point, was the defense.
Right.
Where right now, if the defense would do the same thing, this team could go under decade. Yeah. Not undefeated, but under decade.
Right.
Because this offense. You know what? I watched Gronkowski purposely Monday night.
Okay.
The dude is better than I thought he was.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The guy is unbelievable.
Well, he has a lot of rings to show off his talent.
Yeah, well, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. I mean, it truly doesn't in a team sport.
True.
I mean, Robert Ore was good, but I believe he's like top whatever of rings because he's always on.
But you got a nickname, Big Shot Rob,
right?
For a reason.
Yeah, because when he sticks his finger up, there's a ring on it.
Well, because you hit the clutch shot, you get the nickname. He helped seal those championships.
I don't know if he sealed it. I mean...
He sealed it.
Would you put him in your top whatever?
Absolutely.
Would you really?
I mean, top 45, yeah.
I bet you I could name 45 better players.
No way.
And I'm not even a basketball guy.
Big Shot Rob?
Yeah. We'll start with the entire Celtic team from, I don't know, 72 to 81.
Okay.
The Pistons, I'll take the entire team.
All of them?
Who?
Dumars?
I would take Dumars over Robert Horry.
You would take Joe Dumars over Robert
Horry. Absolutely.
Okay, I would too.
Okay, now let's go to the Lakers. I'll take the entire Laker team.
Dang it. Okay.
Even the big dopey white guy with the big glasses. Kurt Rambis. The San Antonio Spurs.
You're offensive with your comments.
Why, because I called the glasses ugly?
We're going to send them back to wherever he's from. Like,
I don't know where he's from.
That's offensive.
So if you take, now on that entire Laker run, you know, obviously you had Magic. You know, you had Kareem. I can't think of anybody
Worthy.
Else. Worthy, that was who I was trying to think of. So let's say of the Lakers staff from their entire run, you can even add Kobe in there. I'm going to take 10 Lakers over Ori. Is that safe to say?
I mean, yeah. 8? You had Shaq. I mean, you had Shaq out of the Laker once.
Okay, so we're going to say 10.
You got LeBron. I mean, yeah, that's a safe.
Nah, I don't know if LeBron, if I'd call LeBron a Laker, but whatever.
What do you mean?
He can throw an elbow, though.
He's a Laker.
Did you see that elbow he threw?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
And he got a one-game suspension. All right, so give me 10.
He should have got a stern warning.
Yeah,
from David
Stern.
From David Stern.
All right, so.
what if they made that a rule? Like, if you get a technical foul, David Stern comes out to give you a stern warning.
I think if I was David Stern, I would sue because all of these stern warnings that are going out.
Yeah, right.
Unless I get money. All right, so back to this. So we're going to say 10 Lakers.
Okay.
Okay? Safe?
All right.
How many Celtics you want to say? I'm going to say 10.
How many Bird, Parrish?
I'm going to say 10.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them. So that's 10. So we're at 20 already. I'm going to say at least 5 Sixers. You got Dr. J.
Yeah.
I'll take Bobby Jones over him.
I don't know who that is.
Bobby Jones was the Secretary of Defense. I still have the poster somewhere.
Was he one of the Beatles?
Yes. He was the fifth Beatle. he was the fifth. All right, so we're going to take 5 Sixers.
Got it.
How many Knicks? 5.
Yeah.
I'm just saying numbers off.
I'd take Ewing.
I'd take Spud Webb.
Okay, look. Ori was just on great teams.
Right. And that's all I'm saying.
But yeah, you can't. Yeah, he would not.
That's like your boy J.J. Redick. You know, when he went to New Orleans.
Was he my boy? Because he was a Blue Devil?
When he went to New Orleans, you know, he went to your guy, Williamson.
Yeah.
Right? So I guess X amount of years, every team J.J. went to the playoffs.
Oh.
It was like a long, and we're going to talk about another streak here in a second, but it was like quite a streak because every time he would go, so he went to Williamson his rookie year and said, don't screw this up. Meaning I've been to the playoffs every year.
Sure.
It's all on. Okay. What team do you think has the representative, okay?
Okay.
The longest consecutive streak in the NFL?
Of winning?
No, of playing. Sorry. He has played in the most consecutive games to date in the NFL. What team?
Well, since it's you, and I assume it's a Buck question.
I was at the Bucks today, so we did talk about it.
It's probably going to be the GOAT. Is it Tom Brady?
It is not.
Oh. Is it a Buccaneer?
Yes.
It is a Buccaneer.
The streak started, I believe, in 2011.
Okay.
It's 104. I think it's 147.
Is it
Mike consecutive Evans? Games? It is not.
I
was honestly pretty surprised about it.
Is it a kicker?
It is not.
Is it a lineman?
It is.
Oh, really?
It is.
Is it Allie?
It is Ndamukong Suh.
Really?
How about that?
Wow.
It's the longest consecutive.
The dirtiest player in football.
You know, and what's funny about that, for bringing that up, thank you. You'd think we talked before, which we didn't. I have always said the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is missing one thing, Tom Brady. But other than Tom Brady, I never said that. It's missing that Nate Webster. It's missing that Frank Middleton. It's missing that guy who would never stab you in the back. You'll see it coming. You know, up to the line. You know, I don't want to say over the line. Sue has gone over the line. But they haven't had that guy. Who have they had in the past 15 years that would fall into that category?
Nobody since John Lynch, who is now enshrined in the Hall of Fame, Ring of Honor.
You know, I don't even – John Lynch would never even get close to the line.
Right.
I want that guy that's going to go up to the line and stick his pinky.
So maybe Sapp. I mean, Sapp was probably the last
Sapp
guy that would.
Even though I wouldn't even put him. Warren came from, I mean, Nate Webster, you need to keep your eye on a swivel. I mean, you need that for Lynch, too. The problem with Nate Webster is Nate Webster.
Over the barricade and start fighting wrestlers?
Nate Webster and Dwight Smith almost went in the stands in 2003. In Philadelphia.
Well, but it's Philly, and they got the worst fans ever.
And my cousins appreciate the comments. You know, it's all good.
Awful.
It's all my family that was always there. I'm just saying, I want that guy who will defend me, Mike Evans, like he did with Jameis. They haven't had a lot of those guys, you know, guys that will fist fight in the locker room.
Yeah.
Like the alleged Warren Cheadie, you know, back in the day.
Sure.
I talked to Warren a couple of years ago up in a suite. We were talking about something and a particular player who's no longer here, thank whoever. And he goes, you think that would have happened when I was here?
Yeah, but it's a different world now.
But it shouldn't be.
Now you're offended by words on the internet and where people come from and how they get back there.
I don't know if that, well, that is players, because it was fighters. They got all upset.
But you know, like, it's a different era, it's a different world. But yeah, you need that on your team. I think you need that just for to the other guys know that they got your back. They can do what they need to do because you know you got your backup.
When I talked to the guys at Sleep and Trade the other day,
yeah,
and they were asking me some questions, and we were talking about some people that they may or may not want to get involved with, I brought up my good friend Steve Monroe. Steve Linnae as well. Steve. You know, we'll stick the logo on the side of the limo he's driving around.
That's a great one.
But Steve Monroe is one of those guys. When we played softball, and I tend to take things out of hand.
You're very competitive.
I'm very.
And you're very opinionated.
Very.
And you're very loud.
Very.
And obnoxious.
I don't know about that.
And stubborn.
I'm stubborn. Yeah. All right, so.
And so.
4 out of 5 ain't bad.
When you know that a guy like Steve Monroe has your back unconditionally, it gives you more of a free rein to be more of who you really are.
Well, and Steve Monroe also had, I had his back all the time.
Right.
You know, we once had a bench clearing brawl.
In softball. Exhibition.
No, it wasn't an exhibition. It was the real deal.
Okay.
Softball, I won't say the name of the team. We had bench clearers all the time. Here's the stupidity of what happened. So Steve Monroe steals home.
Okay.
All right. It was a stealing softball league.
Now that's just disrespectful.
It's what?
Is that unwritten rules? You don't steal home base.
No, that's not unwritten.
No, it's disrespectful. You don't do that.
Can I call you an idiot, or is that disrespectful?
No, that's respectful.
You can call me an idiot. That's respectful.
You call me an idiot. Don't call me manager of the year when I lose the World Series twice in a row. Like Kevin
It's two
Cash.
Different things. I want to tell the story.
But you don't steal home base.
Why?
It's just disrespectful. It is not. Because it's too easy to do that.
It's not easy. We were only up 6 runs. We were up 6. The umpire, who I know very well, pulls me aside and he goes, basically what you just said.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. I'm like, what? We're only up 6. We're going to give up 14 in the next inning. Watch. So he steals home. Catcher goes to slap the tag down, a little rough. Steve kind of came up, hit him, the glove then hit him in the face. The bench is cleared.
Okay.
Who do you think the catcher went after?
You.
Not the little fat white dude that was coaching first base. No.
I'm offended by that.
He went after the NFL running back that played on our team.
Who was that?
He went after Pittman.
Oh, my God. Why would you go after Pittman?
He was trying to make a name for himself.
Really?
Yeah. So as he's going towards Pitt, I stormed down the first base line. You know, I was coaching first. And I got in front of Mike and I put his hands on those tree trunks, you know, that he calls biceps. And literally, he moved me very easily.
Right.
Very, very easily.
Right.
But yeah, he picked out Pitt. Out of everybody, that's who we went after. Not the guy who just stole home and slapped you in the face with your own glove, but Pitt.
That happens all the time, though. I mean, fans, that's how they make their name.
Well, and that's what just happened with Seth Rollins.
And that's just what happened with Kuzma. He did the wrestling against Jack Hermanson. And a crazy fan rushed after the fight and after wrestling. But when you're in a star, when you're in the limelight, you give way to a lot of things like privacy and criticism and public scrutiny.
I'm okay with two of those. Privacy is something different. I mean, scrutiny, everybody should be up for it. I mean, I get ripped on a regular basis, and very rarely does it bother me, but it does. You know, if the right person were to say something negative. My wife once said that she listened to the show and didn't like it, and I'm like, okay.
Right. Yeah.
What time's dinner?
Her opinion doesn't matter.
I said that.
She doesn't know.
I said that.
She doesn't know good commentary.
I said that.
Are you still married?
Yeah, going on almost 40 years.
What's for dinner?
I make dinner. It's not like I'm telling her to make dinner. Her comment was, when you talk to people, it's like you're sitting on a bar stool talking. You're not interviewing. I go, that's what I'm trying to do. Right. Not that anybody's opinion matters. I like the style of what this show is. Not so happy with where it's gone the last couple of years. How long have you been involved?
Oh, yeah.
Last couple of years. All right, let's go to break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza 4. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm James Lofton, and you know who you are on the other side of the dial, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
In fact, it is not going to be radio. Coming to you live. It's not pre-recorded, Randy Harris.
Well, that is definitely true. All right, let's see another note that I wrote down.
Yeah, go.
So, the SEC Championship game. Alabama, Georgia.
Okay.
The top four teams right now in the coaches' professional let's guess poll: Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, Cincinnati.
Okay.
Do you want to see Cincinnati make the playoffs? Do you want to see them in it?
No.
Okay. You give me your reason why.
Because Nick Lachey, almost like Steve Lanay, is a big Bearcat fan, and I don't like 98 degrees.
I don't like when it's 98 degrees out either.
I just never liked the show, and he was always a big Bearcat fan. And
Cincinnati has to be in the playoffs.
Why?
They have to be.
Why?
If they're not in the playoffs, I want them to cancel collegiate football.
The only thing good that came out of Cincinnati is Skyline Chili.
Well, that's debatable.
That's great.
That's debatable.
you just need a new experience. You didn't get the full experience.
What experience didn't I get?
Well, you didn't get... I don't know what you got. But I don't think it was the right experience because it is amazing.
Okay. This is why Cincinnati, if they stay undefeated, you know, if they deserve it, needs to be there.
Well, who do they play? Like Little Sisters of the Poor, like Walmart Third Shift? I mean, like, you can be undefeated and play nobody, like absolutely nobody.
There are some schools like that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the thing about – but, you know, they got to have some challenges, right? I mean, because, like, Alabama's only going to play top-level schools. Like,
oh, yeah. That's all they play. Have you seen who they play?
Who they play?
They play some junior high school teams as well.
Yeah. Like, they play bigger school, right? Don't they play LSU?
Yes, right? And no. They do have some easy games.
Did Cincinnati play anybody like that?
I believe they have had I'm looking it up real quick.
Okay.
They played that really tough school, USF.
Okay, USF.
They're awesome. They beat SMU 48-14.
Who?
SMU.
What's that?
They play East Carolina. My brother-in-law went there. I think they played a couple decent teams. They played Tulsa. Didn't they play Notre Dame? Oh, they barely beat Navy. Yeah, that's what I thought. They beat Notre Dame. They barely beat Navy.
Okay.
I think Navy just got beat like 68-0 or something. But they beat Notre Dame. So there's their
one. Yeah, but Notre Dame's not Notre Dame from the 80s. Not back when Notre Dame was dominant.
I love when you don't know what you're talking
like
about.
You.
I love when you don't know what you're talking about.
Why?
Guess who's ranked 5?
Who?
Notre Dame. They're ranked 5th.
Who ranked them? Who knows what they're
the same
about?
People who ranked the MMA rankings.
Right. It's all in-house. It doesn't mean anything.
But here's why Cincinnati, if they stay undefeated, needs to be there.
Okay.
Because if not, I mean this truly. I'm not just saying this to upset people. I've already said that.
It's flawed. It's broken.
But why go play collegiate football?
It's favoritism, right?
If you're not one of the power schools, and if you're going to say only power schools get in there, then don't play. It's ridiculous.
Now, are the athletes getting paid now? Like, are they getting paid for their likeness, their names? Their
Yeah.
So how does that work? Like, how do they...
People pay them for their likeness, name, or image.
People who? Like the school?
Anybody. No, not the school. You go out and get your own sponsorship.
So they don't get a percentage of the money that the TV revenue brings in?
No, I don't think so.
See, that's wrong. They should absolutely get a cut of the pot.
The problem with that, and I know that they were talking about that as well, so as usual, we could be wrong. The problem with that is, where do you cut it off? Who gets paid? Just the football team?
No, everybody.
Every athlete.
Well, you have to bring it in
collectively. Hold on. Every athlete gets it?
I think it should be based on ticket sales.
Okay, so you're going to say, so now the football team athletes are going to get more than the swimmers.
Yes.
Okay, and now you're going to say the quarterback gets more money than the backup punter.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. That's going to present a few problems in the locker room.
Well, how do you do it?
I don't know how you do it.
So you're on your own, kind of like the MMA fighters?
Well, they are on their own.
You have to get your own sponsorships. Yeah, you go out to like a roofing company and a insurance agent and individual people sponsor you?
Well, I think your boy's sponsoring quite a few of them.
Oh, I know. Correct.
Right. Quite a few. And I believe one school, I don't remember which one, if Sean's listening, I'm sure he'll text me. One school said that if you take sponsorship from your favorite person or his organization, you're kicked out of school.
Really?
Yeah. Alleged.
Alleged.
Okay. How about that?
So, but yeah, I mean, I think the players should be compensated.
They are compensated.
Not with an education.
Well, they're not compensated with an education. They're compensated with the ability to go and get an education.
I know, but they're doing irreversible damage to their body. CTE, concussion protocols.
Don't go.
The schedule's crazy. They
don't go.
Travel. They have to work out twice a day.
Oh, my God.
They have to listen to a coach that's going to get fired if they don't win. It's hard.
So I was listening to something the other day, which I normally don't listen, and that is the truth. Radio was on. I was driving somewhere, and there was an interview going on, and I don't remember who it was, but he said that they were at some college school, and I think it was about Kevin Durant. I think that's who it was about.
Texas?
And he said he was there with, I don't know, a pro team or I don't know. And that they would go in the morning and Durant was there. He would watch and then he would work out. His college. Then they would come back for their night practice and Durant was there. I think it was Durant. Okay. And he would watch and then he would practice after. And this coach goes, I've never seen anybody work harder. I've never seen anybody practice as much as he did. I have no idea when he had time for school, but he was certainly working out a lot. I remember being told of a particular player, I won't say his name, at the University of Alabama, was in a class with my brother at Alabama, and my brother never saw him.
Not once.
Not once.
But he got an A.
I don't know what he got.
Did he pass his vaccine card?
Well, he's no longer with us, so I don't even know when he died. So it might have been, you know, pre-vaccine, but whatever. All right. So I think that's all the subjects for the first hour. I am going to talk about, as I was arguing with your kissing cousin, Joe Marquardt, about defensive players, defensive linemen. And I was shocked. Yes, I'm slighted. I'm going to say that a little bit on Warren Sapp. Where do you think Warren, on this one particular list, listed Warren Sapp ranked on the defensive line?
Oh, 46.
16.
Oh, okay.
I would have ranked him higher.
You would always put him number one.
I don't know about one.
That's your guy.
I mean, he's number one in Tampa.
He's number one in your heart.
It could be number one in my heart, too. We talked Monday, you know, as he was on the field with the other Hall of Famers. We're going to talk about Hall of Fame. We're going to talk about the mount.
99 problems when we come back.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.